from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin in San Francisco, where this afternoon the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments about President Trump's travel ban. The dramatic hearing comes after the Ninth Circuit denied an emergency request by the government to lift that hold on the president's temporary immigration and travel restrictions. California Attorney General Javier Becerra is joining 15 other attorney generals from across the country who are opposed to President Trump's executive order banning travel to the U.S. from 7 predominantly Muslim countries.
There are lots of families in California. There are lots of businesses in California. And quite honestly, our state relies on many of the people who were being deprived of the opportunity to be in the country.
Becerra argues that the travel ban hurts the economy and universities, including more than 1,800 students, visiting scholars, and medical school residents who come from one of the 7 countries named in President Trump's order. The Trump administration is also talking about dramatically reshaping America's relationship with Mexico, and that prompted the mayors of San Diego and Tijuana to meet in San Diego yesterday to promote economic cooperation. KPBS's Steve Walsh has the story.
The mayors who share the most heavily used border crossing in North America met at San Diego City Hall to tout the ongoing benefits of cross-border trade. Kevin Faulkner, San Diego's mayor and a Republican, stopped short of being overtly critical of the new Trump administration.
There's always going to be issues that come up. That's local issues, federal issues. But at the same time, we know that by working together, by continuing to work together, by sharing the benefits of this mega region, it's one that we can continue to grow.
This was Faulkner's first sit-down with Tijuana Mayor Juan Manuel Gastelum, who took office in January. The two cities have a long history of economic cooperation.
When jobs are created in Tijuana, jobs are created in San Diego and vice versa. And when our residents know that they have access to these good jobs, it helps create an environment that feels more secure for everyone.
The mayors deflected questions about how that cooperation might be affected by ideas like a 20% U.S. tariff on certain Mexican exports, a rewriting of NAFTA, or building an even larger wall along the border between the two cities. For the California Report, I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.
California labor unions helped push successful state efforts to increase the minimum wage, institute mandatory paid sick leave, and expand overtime rules for farm workers in the state. But the new Trump administration has unions playing defense, even in labor-friendly California. KQED's politics and government desk reporter Katie Orr explains why.
The recent Women's March in Sacramento drew some 20,000 people to the state capitol. Labor groups joined the march to express their concerns about President Donald Trump. Among the crowd was Belinda Beeks Malone, a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. She was grabbing lunch after participating in the march, and I asked her what she's concerned will happen to unions under the Trump administration.
Where do I start is actually the question.
Beeks Malone says her biggest concern is actually very basic.
One is if we're going to even have a union, is it going to be a right-to-work state here in California? So that's one of the things that I'm concerned about is our collective bargaining rights.
In California, union representation continues to grow, but nationally, it's on the decline. Over half the states in the country are right-to-work states. That means employees cannot be compelled to join unions. Sylvia Allegretto is a labor economist with the Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics at UC Berkeley. She says it will be telling to see how the Federal Department of Labor will act on workplace policies under Trump.
Do they believe in expanding paid leave, instituting better scheduling practice, especially for part-time workers? What will they do with the overtime that the Obama administration wanted to expand and pass?
Allegretto says early signs indicate the administration won't be very helpful to union workers. She points to Trump's pick of Andy Pudster to be labor secretary. Pudster is chief executive of a company that franchises fast food restaurants. He's criticized minimum wage increases and paid sick leave. And Allegretto says the U.S. Supreme Court will likely revisit a case that could expand those right-to-work laws, which many regard as anti-union. Still, California labor groups are trying to stay positive. LaFonza Butler is president of California's Service Employees International Union State Council. She says many of Trump's campaign promises actually align with union goals.
Trump has said to the American people that he was going to be a jobs creator and he was going to bring manufacturing back and he was going to keep auto plants thriving in our nation. And those are union jobs.
Butler says SEIU wants to focus on protecting the Affordable Care Act and protecting immigrants. But she doesn't believe California's strong labor laws can shield unions from changing federal policies. Steve Smith is with the California Labor Federation. He acknowledges unions are under siege.
But we also look at this as an unprecedented opportunity to organize, to talk to workers about the value of having a union, to talk to workers about being able to stand together to demand fair treatment from their employers. We don't want to just play defense for 4 years. We want to go on offense.
In other words, make lemonade out of lemons. To that end, Smith says there's a large focus on mobilizing members.
We're going to have people out in the streets for the foreseeable future because that's how we believe we win over the long term.
Whether Congress or the White House will be listening remains to be seen. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, February 7th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.